Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And now, the tragedy of King Lear, Shakespeare's great play about family jealousies, loyalty, betrayal, and a warrior king's sad decline at the end of his life. This week in Boston, Shakespeare's Globe, the London-based theater company, is performing King Lear in a production presented by Arts Emerson. It's a stripped-down production with just 8 actors performing all the roles. Joseph Marcel leads the cast in the role of Lear.
Our approach to King Lear is simply the story of a family, a man with 3 daughters who decides to share his ill-gotten gains, expects a favorable response from his daughters in the sense that they will flatter him and one doesn't. And there begins our troubles.
Those troubles lead to betrayal and to Lear's tragic end, a fallen monarch alone in the howling storm carrying the body of one of his daughters. We talked to Joseph Marcel recently about the physical challenge of playing Lear. Marcel is an experienced Shakespearean actor, but he's perhaps best known to American audiences as Geoffrey, the snarky butler in the 90s TV sitcom The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Geoffrey, we're going to need some hors d'oeuvres tonight. What do we have in the house?
Whatever he hasn't eaten. Geoffrey, for once, could you please cut the sarcasm?
Sarcasm? Whatever do you mean?
Geoffrey, go fetch my tools.
You mean your knife and fork?
You know, when I first got the role and, you know, some of my friends said, you know, you realize that nobody will ever take you seriously as an actor anymore. I mean, you'll be this funny person. And The Fresh Prince is a phenomenon in that wherever I go in the world, we were in Adana in Turkey, 200 miles from the Syrian border, and people were going, Geoffrey.
That's amazing.
And there's a moment in King Lear where Lear stands up just before the what's it hits the fan, and he asks the audience, does any here know me? And one in 5 instances, somebody in the audience will shout, Geoffrey. But really, I am an actor, and my craft requires me sometimes to be in a half-hour sitcom. And at my age, I am grateful that I did it, because I am of pensionable age, so it has helped. It requires me to play King Lear, and what an honor it is that Shakespeare's Globe decided that I was the person who could play that. And so far, I don't think I've disappointed them.
I just want to point out, too, to our listeners who might not know this, I mean, although many people may know you as Geoffrey, your resume is chock full of Shakespeare, Hamlet, Much Ado About Nothing, Romeo and Juliet, As You Like It, on and on and on. But just one more question about Geoffrey.
Yes.
Are there things from that experience that you've actually taken back to your work on the stage, even in Shakespeare?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's not the kind of basic gag or laugh line from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but it is a sense of being. I have been lucky enough to not be stamped with one aspect of our profession.
Sure.
I can somehow, hopefully seamlessly, slip from one into the other, into another.
Yeah. I'd love to come back and talk specifically about King Lear. You're a man of a certain age, if I may say that. I think you just used the phrase a moment ago, you're of a pensionable age. So is there a part of you that identifies with Lear, the idea of mortality that is presented so dramatically in King Lear?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I mean, I don't have a kingdom to divide. Well, not yet, anyway.
That'll come.
But yes, in the end. What happens is this, I don't know if you've experienced it, where you are doing one thing and you decide you need something and you walk into a room and for the life of you, you cannot remember why you went into that room.
It's beginning to happen.
It is interesting. And that I understand with Lear, because Lear, in the middle of a rant, will talk about something else. And then he'll go back to it. He's distracted all the time. He comes in and he is absolutely fuming about Kent being placed in the stocks. And then Kent is is released from the stocks, and Ken comes to thank him, and he says, no, we'll talk about that later, and he moves on to something else. His mind just changes. It's like Quicksilver. It changes all the time, and that is what age is really about. And I have a daughter, and I have a son, and I try not to have favorites, and yet I still think of my son and think, you know, what am I going to do for my boy? I mean, is my is my name going to live on in my boy? And which is Lear, exactly.
Which is Lear, yes. Yeah, right. So, you know, in watching you last night and in seeing other productions of King Lear, it's such a demanding role. I have to imagine it requires a huge amount of physical stamina. And when I saw you last night, you know, you're portraying this aging monarch who over the course of 3 hours really goes to pieces.
Yes.
Do you do anything in particular to prepare for a role that is so physically demanding?
Well, firstly, I try to keep fit and not to have a cold or catch the flu. I try to keep the words at the forefront of my mind, which means at least 3 times a day I go through the whole play. Not only my lines, but what it said to me. I try to do sit-ups. I try to keep my voice as as available as it can be. In a phrase, I try to keep fit, really.
Really?
Yeah.
I was just trying to imagine what your routine is after a show like that when you wake up in the morning.
Oh, my heavens. Once Lear enters the play, my concentration is total. I cannot be distracted in any way, so I sit away from my fellow actors. I listen to the play. I am totally concentrated on it. At the end of the play, I get really famished. I am starving. I will eat anything. I walk past the green room, and I notice either they're pita chips or something. I just grab a handful and stuff it into my face. I eat bananas. I used to eat oranges all the way through the play, but I think I've OD'd on oranges now, so I just drink water. I'll sleep. I'll wake up at 6:30, 6:45. I'll go for a power walk. I'll do whatever business I need to do for the show, for the company. Then I'll have lunch, and then I'll sleep until 3, and then start the whole routine again.
Wow. I want to ask you about this particular production, which I loved. Shakespeare productions often are very grand in scale, big stages, big costumes, big sets, big sound. This one is very, very stripped down. Modest costumes, and the set has a sort of almost makeshift kind of pop-up feel. What does that lend to the story of King Lear?
Well, firstly, in our production is a touring production, so we need to have the properties that are easily repairable. That's the most important thing. Costumes that will last through the various venues that we play over the 4-month period that we tour. Our production specifically is really about, we're not quite Elizabethan, but we're kind of 1930s group of actors traveling the country, and in this case, the world. Mm-hmm. And we simply present what we presume to be an Elizabethan interpretation of a Shakespeare play. So we arrive, the rogues and vagabonds arrive, we set up our tent, we walk around the town, we invite people to it, which is what we do in the auditorium. We talk to people, we invite
I noticed
them.
That. So just to be clear for people who are listening right now, when I went in and sat down, you all were sort of mingling with us and saying hello and talking
yes.
to us. And it took me a moment to realize, oh, these are the actors.
Yes.
And then there was almost this sort of seamless transition. Suddenly the play began.
Yes. Yes. And sometimes, because we destroy that fourth wall, And of course, we keep the lights on.
Right.
If you're coming, please dress prettily, because we shall be able to see you and you'll be able to see us too. And what that does, it allows the audience to not only meet the actors, but it becomes a shared experience. Because really, all we have is words. We do not have the grand production. We do not have 50 people on stage. You know, we do not have stagehands moving the sets. We do not have the breaks between scenes and all that. The thing moves seamlessly from beginning to end. So that opening, that moment of meeting and greeting people and welcoming them and saying, you know, I hope you have a pleasant evening at a tragedy. It's, you know, yes, it makes them smile and they warm towards us and it works.
It seems like it. I mean, Shakespeare, of course, is all about the language, but this seems like it puts even more focus on the purity of the Shakespeare language.
Yes, yes, it does. Because really, we really don't have any films of Shakespeare's actual productions. All we have and all that has lasted is the words. And in the end, the Globe ethos is the word, you know, and we really can't afford
right.
The without paraphernalia.
Without the word, what would be? What would it be?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
It would be a designer's dream, I suppose. I don't know.
When I watch Lear and when I was watching you, I go through this range of emotions. At first, I'm sort of annoyed with his hubris. But of course, by the end, it's pity. It's pity. I'm feeling sorry for this poor fallen monarch who's alone in the howling winds and on and on. But what else should we be coming away with after seeing Lear, other than a sense of pity and feeling? What do you hope that we're going to take away from
Lear?
Well,
it's the king is a warrior king. His whole life has been about leading from the front. And what we have is Shakespeare takes us away from that and moves us into a family. A man at breakfast with his three daughters. And there are some presumptions about affection, about love, about loyalty. Yes, loyalty. And he discovers that, like everything else, like every part of life, what you have and what you can give to people is more important than pure affection. And the lesson we should learn from the play is that affection has to be earned. It cannot be presumed.
Is there one line from Lear that just sums that up?
Oh, yes. I am a man more sinned against than sinning.
Joseph Marcel plays the title role in Shakespeare's Globe Theater production of King Lear. It's being presented here in Boston by Arts Emerson, and it's on stage at the Paramount Center main stage through the 23rd of this month. Joseph Marcel, it's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.